Hello, everybody. Happy Sunday. How are you guys doing? Can you guys believe that it's already March? Like, we are almost 10 weeks into the year 2023. I feel like time is cruising by so fast. And before we know it, we're going to be talking about Christmas and Christmas carols. And we'll be getting into 2024. Where has the time gone? What is going on? What is happening? Oh my goodness, that's crazy. But how are you guys? How are you? How is everything? You good? Well, I myself, I'm doing very, very well. Welcome to Trending Topics du Jour. This is our third episode. I'm so excited about the topic that we're going to talk about today. It's a somewhat controversial topic. Usually it's either a hard no or a hard yes. I have very, very, very strong opinions about this topic. I am so excited. And oh my God, I would love actually to hear from you guys and get your feedback on it, because I know from the people that I've talked to regarding this matter, many people are either yes, like 1,000%, that's not a problem, or absolutely not, no, that cannot happen. So I am pumped. I'm really excited. But also, I want to hear your take about this. So give me feedback a little bit later after you finish listening to this episode. My name is Tak. Let's get started. All right, our topic today. Should you be friends with your spouse's friends? So when I say spouse's friends, what I mean is if you are in a relationship with your boyfriend, your girlfriend, you're dating, you're married, whoever it is that you're romantically linked to, should you be friends with their friends? Right? And the other side to that is, should you be friends with your friends' spouses? So if you have a best friend, or if whatever, you're in a friendship circle, should you then be friends with your friends' spouses? This is what our point of discussion is going to be. And I want you guys to learn from me. Use me as an example of what not to do. Don't do what I did. Okay? All right. So, story time. A few years ago, I would say maybe 12 to 14 years ago. That was a long time ago. I had this very, very good friend of mine. He was a guy, and we were really, really, really close. We weren't romantically involved with each other. He considered me his sister. I considered him my brother. There was nothing romantic or nothing, just good friends, close friends. Everything I was doing, he knew. Everything he was up to, I knew. He knew the guys I was dating, and I knew the girls that he was dating. He had introduced me to his latest girlfriend. She's such a beautiful girl. Nice. A beautiful, beautiful woman. Really, really nice. She was kind to me. She was very friendly. And I liked her. I liked her for him. They were such a cute couple. One day, while I was minding my own business, I bumped into this girl. So his girlfriend, right? The girl was with another man. And from their body language, they looked as if they were romantically involved. They were holding hands. Prior to me getting close to them, distance-wise, the guy was spanking or slapping the girl's bum. Okay? When I bumped into them, the girl looked a little bit shocked. I just said, hello, hi, how is it going? Just little small talk. And then I went on my way, and the girl went on her way with this guy. Now, being me, the very good friend that I am, I was really bothered by this, because I was like, you know what? this is my friend's girl. What is she doing with this guy? Why are they holding hands? Why is that guy spanking the girl in public? Right? They were holding hands in public. In public. In broad daylight. Right? So me being me, I called my guy. I was like, yo. So when I say I called my guy, I mean my guy friend. I called my guy friend and I was like, hey, what's up? How is it going? What are you doing? What you up to? Small talk. And then I was like, hey, do you want to link up later? We need to talk about something. I need to run something by you. And then it was like, yeah, I'll pass by your house when I'm getting off work and we can talk about whatever. I was like, okay, cool. So he came to my home, right? This guy, a very good friend of mine, came to my home and I was like, yo, I don't know what's up, but I bumped into your girl and she was with a guy and they were holding hands. But prior to that, I had seen that the guy was spanking her bum bum. I don't know what's up with that, but that didn't sit right with me. What's going on? Are you guys good? Are you broken up? What's happening? He was like, oh, no, we're not broken up. We're good. Are you sure you saw her? I was like, yes, I saw her. I bumped into her. We actually talked, right? We said hello. We had a little chat. Nothing really concrete. We didn't talk about anything concrete. Just hello, hi, how is it going? I went on my way and they went on their way. Okay? My girlfriend was like, oh, I hope it's nothing, but I'll find out and then I'll fill you in. I'll let you know. Okay? A couple of days passed by, 2, 3, 4 days. My guy friend and I were still talking like normal. We did hang out maybe 2 or 3 days after I had told him. He seemed fine. Everything was good. I didn't ask him again because I had told him what had happened. He was like, oh, it's cool. I'll figure it out. I didn't ask. I didn't follow up. Guys, what happened next is something that blows my mind up until today and is the lesson that has stuck with me and will stick with me forever. Okay? I remember it very well. It was a Saturday evening. I was at home lying on my bed. I was listening to the radio too. And that time I was working at the radio station as well. But that's besides the point. I was listening to the radio and then my guy friend calls me. He's like, yo, what's up? I'm like, oh, nothing. Just chilling. And then he was like, oh, okay. So I'm with my girl here. Let's call the girl Priscilla, right? He was like, I'm with Priscilla here. And I was just asking her about what you told me the other day. I was like, oh. And then he was like, yeah, so I asked her and she says she doesn't know anything. So can you tell me again? And can you tell us, because you're on speaker right now, tell us what you told me so that she can hear it for herself. Now, guys, pause for a second. Pause. What the hell, right? My brain was scattered all over the place. I was freaking out. I was upset. I was like, what the hell? Who does that? How are you going to put me on the spot like that? Like, what is happening? Right? I was, my mouth and my jaw dropped on the floor, like to the floor, really. So I was like, yeah, I had told you that I bumped into your girl. She was with a guy that we're holding hands. And then the girl chimed in and she was like, no, that's not true. I don't remember meeting you. I was like, I did meet you. I met you here. You were wearing this. And the guy that you were with, he was tall. He had glasses on. He was wearing denim jeans. I remember. And then she was like, no. I have always known that you had a crush on my boyfriend. I have always known that you never wanted me to be his girl because you want to keep him for yourself. Why do you have to stoop so low? Guys, I don't even have the words because I was so shocked that this was happening. Not because I was speaking to the girl about it, but because my friend, my very good friend, had put me in a position that made me look like I was coming after his relationship. I did him a solid, but what did he do? He got in his feelings and put me on blast like that, right? So I went back to the girl. I was like, hey, I know what I saw. If you think that I'm jealous of you or I want your guy, this dude is my brother. I don't want him. He's my guy. I know his moves. I know everything about him. I literally know everything about him. So no, he is a good friend of mine and he's my brother. And then she was like, no, then why are you making up stories? And then my guy friend said to me, I'll never forget this. He was like, Tag, did you make this up? Ah, guys. Oh my God. I was so shocked that he would even ask me that. I was like, no, I didn't make it up. It actually happened. And I didn't have a phone with a camera at that time. I think that I would have. No, I wasn't that quick in, I should have, I'm just thinking. But yeah, he was like, did you make it up? I was like, no, I didn't make it up. It actually happened. I met this girl. I saw it with my two eyes. I talked to her. And then the girl was like, wow, I've always suspected that you want him, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Because I respected my friend, my guy friend. I liked this guy as a friend. I loved him as a friend. He was my brother, right? Because I had such respect and love for him. I was like, okay, you know what? I'm sorry. Maybe I'm confused. I don't know. I am sorry. I didn't mean to cause any confusion. I do apologize. And then I started addressing the girl. I was like, hey, I'm sorry. Maybe I was just confused. I didn't mean any harm. It's possible that I may have been confused. I don't know. But I do apologize to the both of you. Right? And then my girlfriend was like, oh, okay, fine. And then they hung up. Ladies and gentlemen, this was the day that I decided that I am never going to talk about anybody's relationship to their spouse. Okay? I'm not doing it. I am not doing it. This was the day that I learned my lesson. Okay? This was the day. And since then, I have walked in my lane. I do me. I mind my own goddamn business. So why did I tell this story? Why am I telling you all this? I said all that to say this. I do not want to be friends with my friends, spouses, boyfriends, girlfriends, or whoever. If you and I are friends, that's cool. I'm not going to be friends with your man. I'm not going to be friends with your girlfriend. I'm not going to be friends with your wife, your side chick, your baby mama, your side chick number four, your friends with benefits, your side guy, your husband number five. None of that. I ain't doing that. I am not going to do that at all. And this has been my policy all along, right? And the reason why is because, A, because of what I went through, but also because matters of the heart are just so confusing, okay? Matters of the heart are so freaking confusing. When people come to you with their relationship issues or their relationship drama or whatever, I have learned that it's better for me to zip it, shut my mouth, and say nothing. Just listen, right? Because also, at the end of the day, my loyalty is always going to be to my friend, right? So if my friend, let's say if my girlfriend is married, I'm not going to be speaking with a guy. Obviously, I'm going to be cordial. It's not like we're enemies. I'll be civil. I'll be respectful. I'm going to be cordial, but we ain't finna be friends. I'm not gonna call your husband. I'm not going to text your husband. I'm not going to check in on your man. I'm not going to add your man on Facebook. I am not going to text your man. I'm not gonna follow your man on Twitter. And I don't expect him to do that either. Right? Because at the end of the day, my loyalty will always be to my friend. So I'm not going to be the kind of person who, when the two of you are having your issues, your spouse comes to me or calls me or texts me and they're like, hey, man, your friend is stressing me out. Can you believe it? Can you talk to her? Can you do whatever, whatever? Like, what's going on? Can you mediate? Hell no. Hell to the no. And the reason why I'm saying no is because these people are going to make up. They will make up. And do you know what's going to happen when they make up, or before they make up, actually? That's when the shit goes down. Before they make up, when they're both angry, their tempers are over the roof, off the roof. While in the midst of their fight, they will say, yeah, and that's the reason why Tuck said I should leave you. You're so useless. Or, yeah, and that's the reason why Tuck agrees with me. You are a horrible, horrible person. I'm not going to be part of your story. I'm not going to be a part of your storyline. I'm not going to be a supporting cast in your story. I'm not going to star in your little drama or relationship or marriage shenanigans. I ain't doing that. I am absolutely not going to do that. So what I do nowadays is, if a friend of mine comes to me and they're like, hey, girl, man, I don't know what that guy is doing. Or if my guy friends come to me and they're like, yo, because that's how my guy friends talk. They're like, yo, that girl is tripping. That girl is blah, blah, blah. What I'll say is like, oh, so what do you think? Like, what do you want to do? Right? Because I always turn it back to you so that you give yourself ideas. You tell me what you want to do, and me, I'll just be listening to you. Right? So if they're like, oh my God, can you believe he did so, 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 and so? I'll be like, girl, really? And then they'll be like, yeah, man, I don't know what to do. Oh, he is so useless. Oh, I hate his guts. I'll be like, girl, so what do you think you should do? And then she will tell me what she thinks she should do. And then I'll be like, okay, okay. At the end of the day, do what's best for you, sweetie. Do what's best for you. I'm with you. I'm standing by you. Whatever you decide, I'm here for you. But I ain't never going to give advice. Absolutely not. I'm not giving advice to married people. I'm not giving advice to people in relationships. I'm not doing that at all. Because once they make up, after they had dropped me into their little conversation, after they had dropped me into their little argument, I am going to be the bad guy. I am going to be the villain. And now your significant other thinks that I want you to break up with him or her. Right? So I ain't ever going to do that again. Now I walk blind, okay? I am blind. I will see your man with another woman. I'm not going to tell you. I will see your dad with his second family. I'm not going to tell you. I will see your wife with his real, real baby daddy. I'm not going to tell you. I will know that the kids that you think you have are yours and not yours. I ain't telling you shit. I am not telling you shit. I will know that your man is cheating on you. He's stealing. He's doing all this crazy shit. He is on medication for STDs. I ain't telling you shit. I am not telling you anything at all. I will mind my own business. I learned my lesson. I did learn my lesson. Because I'm not going to sit here and try to loop you in, like to clue you in on what's going on. Because No, because you all are going to make up and then I'm going to look stupid. And this is one area that I know that I'm a little bit of a hypocrite. I do acknowledge and accept. I do acknowledge and accept that I'm a hypocrite in this area because I want my friends to tell me anything and everything. If you think my guy is cheating on me, let me know. If you think my guy is having another family, let me know. Tell me everything because I don't want to be caught unawares. My mind is always ready for things to go wrong. So I expect my friends to tell me. And if my friends didn't tell me that something was going on when it was going on and they knew, that would be a deal breaker for me. Like, that would be the end of the relationship, the friendship. Because if you know that there is my guy is doing something crazy and you don't tell me, and then I'm looking stupid in these streets, that's a problem. I know that this is a double standard, and I'm a hypocrite, and I do accept my hypocrisy. I do accept that I'm a hypocrite. But what I'm not going to do is involve myself in people's relationships. I want my friends to tell me. I am super open to my friends telling me everything and anything. I'm open, and I'm always going to look at it as a friend of mine having my back. But I am not going to return the favor, unfortunately. I have told my friends this. Some think I'm crazy. Some think that I wouldn't be able to hold it if I found it. But I can, and I have. And I have. So going back to my story earlier, my guy friend ended up marrying the girl, right? He did marry the girl, but our friendship was never the same. He married the girl. They were married for 4 years, and then the wife got pregnant, but with another guy's baby. Yeah. And they ended up breaking up. After they broke up, he did come back to me. He did apologize. He said he was sorry. He always knew that at the back of his head, he always knew in the back of his mind that something wasn't right with a girl, but he wanted to see it through and see if they could work through it. I did empathize with him. I felt bad for him because at the core of his soul, I knew and I still know that he's a good person and that he deserves to have the very best. He deserves love and he deserves somebody who treats him right and who treats him well. As much as I empathized and still empathize with him, the friendship was done. The friendship wasn't there anymore. Even though we still talk now, here and there, it's never going to be the same again. And the reason being that, I had his back on a very life-changing situation. I had his back and he turned around and didn't have mine in a way and threw me under the bus because he wanted to rationalize the girl's behavior, or maybe he just wasn't ready. He wasn't ready to accept that that was the current state that his relationship was. If there is anything that you're going to take away from this video, it is that we think that people want to know the truth. We believe that if we tell our friends, our loved ones, that there is something going on, or if we try to shine a light on something that's an issue, we always think that we're doing it for the best. And of course, those might be our intentions. But on the other side of that, we also have to bear in mind that many people really aren't ready to embrace the truth. I know we say it every day, tell me the truth, I want to know, it's better knowing than not knowing. But to be honest, guys, I don't think so. I don't think many people really have the ability to embrace or comprehend and accept the truth when it's taught to them. They may learn to accept it along the way after some time. Time may define their situation and they may be able to comprehend with the gravity of the truth that's being taught to them. But sometimes people just look away and they find alternative facts or alternative explanations for situations that they may be going through. So, my dears, let me be your example. This happened to me so that I can tell you guys not to do it. Do not do it. I promise you, don't do it. I know how you feel. You feel like, oh my God, why can't I tell my friend this is happening? Why can't I spill the beans? And again, the reason is because people are not ready. People are not ready. And especially with love and relationship matters of the heart. The heart is very complicated. Love by itself is very complicated. So even though in the moment we may think that, oh my God, I gotta tell my girl, that guy is stepping out on her, or I gotta tell my guy that girl is trouble. I know it's a temptation. I know it's a temptation, and I fight these temptations every day because I will see or know or witness that a wife is stepping out on a man who is my friend. I ain't saying nothing. And I will also know and see that my guy friends have another family. I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to say anything because at the end of the day, now I mind my own business, the business that pays me. I know, as I mentioned earlier, that I am a little bit hypocritical because I am always open to my friends telling me what's going on. I would want my friends to tell me what's going on. If whatever is happening, if my friends have information that can help me, even though it's going to hurt me, I would rather have my friends have my back and let me know. But in the same breath, I'm not going to tell them. I know I'm a hypocrite. I know this is hypocritical. But history taught me better. History taught me and told me not to say anything. And as you always know, the truth is the truth. The truth is incontrovertible. Right? The truth is the truth. No matter how long it takes, the truth will always come out. It will. It always does anyway. So I personally have chosen not to be the vessel of the truth deliverance or the truth delivery. But hopefully with time, people will get to know what the deal is. Right? So guys, this is the end. I am so glad that you guys are supporting my podcast. It's doing really well. And I'm really, really excited about what's to come. I am always open to your feedback. I have my social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. They are all trending topics du jour. I would appreciate your feedback on this topic because it's very controversial. It's either yes or no. So I would love to hear your feedback. Come into my DMs, come on my timeline, whatever way of communication is available and comfortable for you, hit me up. I would like us to discuss about this a little bit further. Starting next week, actually, we're going to shift gears a little bit and we are going to shed some light on celebrity shenanigans. I have already started working on episode 4 of this podcast and I am so excited. It's going to be a celebrity file and we are going to talk about Tyrese Gibson and his shenanigans. He's been up to no good lately. I have so many things to say. Oh my goodness, I have so many unsolicited opinions. So that's what's coming up next week. I appreciate you guys listening. My name is Tuck. Catch you later.